The Republican convention in Milwaukee is entering its third day, with Senator J.D. Vance the headline speaker at tonight's session. Donald Trump's running mate will grab his opportunity to address the Republican faithful for the first time since his nomination, and will also seek to introduce himself to a vast television and internet audience watching him from coast to coast. Republicans gave a hero's welcome to Donald Trump himself on Monday night, seeing him for the first time since he survived last weekend's assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. And reporter Simon Marks in Milwaukee says that the party is feeling increasingly confident that, with President Joe Biden still facing calls for him to quit the race, Republicans are on course for victory.
Walking the grounds of this convention in Milwaukee, it's a little bit like visiting the land that time forgot. It has been 8 years since we saw an in-person convention take place here in the United States. And this one has got all the trappings associated with the razzmatazz of America's political gatherings.
This is an endeavor that's going to make America wealthy again!
On Monday, Jeff Kaufman, the chair of the Iowa Republicans, put Donald Trump's name forward as the party's nominee.
This is an endeavor to make America strong again! And say it with me, fellow Republicans, this is an endeavor to make America great again! So here we go. It is my honor to nominate Donald J. Trump for the office of President of the United States.
And that was just day one. But if this looks and sounds like Republican conventions of years past, with the Texas delegation all dressed up in cowboy hats, the West Virginian Republicans wearing coal miners' hats, and everyone else wearing Donald Trump's signature Make America Great Again hats, in fact, this is very much a Republican convention with a difference.
In 2020, I voted for Joe Biden. I'm sorry. He has made me regret it.
Linda Fornos is one of several speakers indicating the extent to which Donald Trump wants to use this convention to broaden the party's appeal. She's a legal immigrant. She's lived in the U.S. for more than 20 years, building a business that has run into difficulty during the Biden administration. And she wants illegal immigrants blocked from entering America and challenging the livelihoods of people just like her.
This November, my vote won't be taken for granted. Please join me in voting for Donald J. Trump.
For the first time in history, the Republicans here have waded deep into traditional Democrat territory. Sean O'Brien became the first president of the Teamsters, one of the largest trade unions in the country ever to address a Republican convention, and argued there is nothing incompatible between Donald Trump's economic vision and the union's aim to protect the livelihood of its members.
We are not beholden to anyone or any party. We will create an agenda and work with a bipartisan coalition ready to accomplish something real for the American worker. And I don't care about getting criticized. It's an honor to be the first Teamster in our 121-year history to address the Republican National Convention.
And the party is making a pitch for African-American votes as well. Amber Rose is a model, rapper and TV personality who told the convention her family had told her to hate Donald Trump, but then she did her own research into him.
I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay or straight. It's all love. And that's when it hit me. These are my people. This is where I belong.
Amber Rose, I didn't even know who she was. I mean, I'm a 62-year-old grandmother. I mean, I don't have Amber Rose on my radar.
Deanna Abiasi is a delegate to the convention from San Antonio in Texas. Like many here, she is embracing the party's move to secure support from communities that have traditionally eschewed it.
I loved what she had to say last night. She said, I woke up. Good for her. God bless her. And then same thing with the Teamster. What an amazing speech that man gave. And you know what? It boils down to This party cares for the American worker. Is the economy set on a path to help the American worker? Is the economy set to help the American family? Can people get jobs? Are we putting Americans first in our jobs? That's what that's about. He was amazing, and good for him, because he put America first.
Now, this is extraordinary stuff coming from the party that Ronald Reagan used to lead. As president in 1981, he smashed the country's union of air traffic controllers, firing all of them rather than meeting their demands for higher salaries and improved benefits. And the presence of some of these unusual speakers in prime time at a Republican convention suggests they may want to position themselves for the party's possible victory in November.
I view this as just a razor-thin, close election. We've got to approach it that way.
Senator Ron Johnson, a close Trump ally from Wisconsin, where this convention is taking place, is one Republican leader urging the party not to be complacent. But he also recognizes Republicans are unifying around Donald Trump, especially in the aftermath of the attempted assassination of the former president in Pennsylvania last weekend.
Well, I think we came to the convention pretty well unified, or coming into it. I think what happened Saturday just completely unifies the Republican Party. And for my part, I'm glad to hear President Trump changing his speech with the primary goal now, I think, of his presidency will be to unify and heal this nation. We've got a lot of problems to fix, a lot of damage to repair from Democrat governance, and we've got to do that, secure the border, make sure that the dollar remains more stable, utilize our God-given energy resources, try and stop all these endless wars. We need to unify and heal this nation. It sounds like that's exactly what President Trump wants to relay in his convention speech on Thursday.
There are big issues that are not on the agenda here this week. There's been nary a mention of climate change at the convention. Speakers claiming the 2020 election was stolen have been buried in hours when the convention is not live on the country's major TV networks. And as for Donald Trump's criminal convictions, they're not a talking point, but a selling point. T-shirts emblazoned with the slogan, "I'm voting for the felon," are selling like hotcakes. Deanna Abiasi says she will be returning to Texas inspired.
How confident are you of victory for the Republicans in November?
Boy, I don't want to say I'm confident, because I want to work like triple, quadruple time to make sure. In fact, I give currently about 40 hours a week to Republican policies and causes, and I'm going to double down. I am going to double down. I will take nothing for granted.
At the convention last night, Jeff Van Drew, a former Democrat, now a Republican congressman from New Jersey, was on hand to fire up the crowd.
Now I have a question for you. Will we win in November? Will we win in November? God bless you. God bless Donald Trump. And God bless the greatest country that ever existed on the face of the earth, the United States of America.
For Monocle Radio, I'm Simon Marks at the Republican Convention in Milwaukee.